We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Informant Podcast, your new source for quality information regarding Mafia Wars by Zynga.
We are not affiliated with Zynga in any way, shape, or form.
My name is Pistol Pete. I'm with Spockholm. I'll be talking about things like bookmarklets and getting into a little game strategy and so on with some of the other great informers here at the Informant Podcast, like Mr. Mig Chainsaw Chester.
What's up, Pete?
How are you, sir?
Oh, another day in paradise here.
Again? Paradise still? Still Dude, living in Italy?
It's got to be somebody's paradise. Yep, I'm still trouncing around in Italy, jumping between there and New York, and then, of course, Bangkok for my bot. We also have with us Jana, Death by Gucci. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. What have you been doing this weekend?
Oh, trying to get my boy ready for Halloween. That's pretty much been the gist of it. I'm feeling a lot better, so I'm getting a little bit more accomplished, catching up on my month of illness.
I went out to a football game. We watched the number one seeded Butler Grizzlies. They're a community college team here in Kansas, and so it was a good game. They just trounced one of the other teams here. It was freezing cold, though. Well, not freezing cold. I just don't like the cold. And I was ill-prepared. I didn't do my Boy Scout thing and wasn't prepared for it. So
not good.
No.
You're supposed to always be prepared. But you said before you actually weren't a Boy Scout.
Right. So to learn up on what a Boy Scout would do so that
exactly.
I'm prepared next time.
Maybe your
you
boys
always get your kid to tell you.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, tell
get
me
some help.
Dress warm, Dad. Yeah. That would be the smart thing.
I thought that those were things that were like built into you. I'm freezing my hoo-ha off. Maybe I should put some extra clothing on.
Well, you get out there, and then, you know, the weather turns on you while you're out there, too. So if you're not really thinking about it, you get out there with a windbreaker and stuff, and then it starts getting colder. So, but anyway, I should have dressed more warmly.
As long as you didn't catch a cold.
Yeah, no, fortunately not. My oldest son did, though, so he's feeling a bit miserable today. So.
What about you, Chester? What'd you do this weekend?
I've been chasing the electrical monster around the house today. Yeah, we got a fan outside. Dang thing doesn't work for squat anymore. And you turn it on, and it just goes, ooh, and just tries to spin. And you're sitting there going, oh, you got to be kidding me. And then we have wasps coming in my house.
Oh.
And I took out 4 of them last night. And we've got 24-foot ceilings in the living room, the octagon of death in there. It's shaped like an octagon. And so I go up to the second story, and there's 2 of them hanging on the wall. So I take the lovely extra super duper long vacuum cleaner hose, and I start sucking up these wasps, and they're down in a little cyclone thing going, help me, help me. Like the fly, the rental fly. We just can't find out where they were. I was up in the attic, not this weekend, but last weekend for like 2.5 hours. And of course, it's like 89 degrees outside when I want to be up there.
Is it seriously that warm?
Okay, oh, it has been. It was 85, 86 today.
Wow.
So hellaciously cool storms come through. We spawned
oh, I saw your
3
pictures.
Tornadoes. Yep, I put the pictures up on my page.
Very
and
cool.
I tried to do a panorama because this was a supercell getting built. And it had spawned, so it literally developed over our house, took the pictures, and as it moved east, it developed 3 different tornadoes.
Holy mackerel.
So, yeah, it was wicked cool. But no, I mean, I've been chasing wasps, trying to find a nest, can't find a nest. So I'm thinking that they're near this fan. And so I undo the fan, take the whole fan down. Of course, there's a huge nest in this fan. I'm thinking I'm going to die. So I'm
Yikes.
Taking this thing down. I'm on this ladder, and I got one glove on like OJ or Michael Jackson. And I'm taking all the light stuff off, hoping that I don't get bit. But no, there was this huge nest, and that thing popped down, and that nest is there, scared the crap out of me. Jumped off the old ladder, about killed myself. Took that whole thing apart. Cleaned it all out. Motor's dead.
I thought my night was rough just trying to catch a fly. So out of you, Chester. Jesus.
Well, all this tornado talk reminds me a little bit about when I first came to Kansas. It was a nasty one. And it was one that I had no idea. I looked out the window in our dorms because I was in the military then, and this big, huge cloud of dust is blown across about a block away from us. And if that thing had a turn, we would all been dead. Had no clue. I was just that looks pretty nasty. Didn't realize it was a tornado until afterwards, till it was really doing some nasty stuff.
Did you not see Wizard of Oz?
Well, yeah, but in the Wizard of Oz, it's actually a funnel cloud. So, you know, what I was thinking was, I'm expecting a funnel cloud. It looked like we were too close to it. It was just a big mass ball of dirt and debris flying through the air. It kind of looked like just a really bad hurricane, that being that close.
Wow.
Anyway, so probably fitting that I'm sitting here having these memories as we talk about this week in the episode, because we're going to probably talk about stuff that happened way back when, put on our time machine hats and go back in time to when we first started in Mafia Wars for all those new players that are out there and trying to get in the game and not sure where to start and what character to choose and everything else. And, you know, I remember when I first started, I was a money hoarding, so I became a mogul. And, you know, that's what I did. I knew I was going for that trillion, quadrillion, what's after 10 million achievement thing, or 10 trillion achievement. And I got them, but it took forever.
I don't.
Really? Oh.
No, I still don't have those.
You gotta be kidding me.
I don't have those, no.
See, I've got some gazillion, zillion, billion, trillion thing, just like my balloons.
Yeah. What's after a trillion? Or is that what it is? Or what's the achievement, actually?
Yeah,
it's been so long since I did it.
What's after a trillion, yeah.
That's right, yeah. No, yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, there were three different ones. One of them is, did you bank a billion?
That's right.
Did you bank 100 billion? And then what's after a trillion?
Right.
At least I think. Yeah, Jane Bossy's going to ream us on this.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's been so long, but these are things that we've now just been so far past, and you've got all these new players out there that are wondering even where to start. You know, how do you build up your family? How do you get the 501, the magic 501 that Zynga's tagged? Where do you get those people from? And I can give you some advice on that. At the Spockholm site, every Friday we have an AdMe thread. That's the one accepted AdMe thread that's on the site. And, you know, it's a place to get some extra, you know, family members to help you build up your mafia. Now, there's other ways out there, and I don't know, when you guys did it, did you guys use the AdMe groups at all?
You know, nope. I actually did one time, and I'm still getting spammed.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the thing I worried about with it, too, when I got started. I was very appreciative when I got over to Spockholm. You know, and Martin started working out there. He always had a policy of no AdMe's in most of the threads, but on one thread a week, we basically had an opportunity for people to do AdMe's, which I think has worked out quite well for people. And, you know, that's over at facebook.com/mafiatools. So if you haven't been there, you get a chance to go there. That's where we hide all of our bookmarklets that no one's supposed to know about, except for most people know about them. So,
Your little secret vault.
That's right. Our secret weapons.
Don't tell anybody.
That's right. And I'm just trying to think, you know, going back, what else did we think about or do when we got started? I mean, obviously when I got started was after you guys, because I got started when New York, Cuba, and the early parts of Moscow to do when I got started.
Wow. Yeah. See, when I started, it was just New York.
It was just New York.
Yeah. That's why I said I knew you guys had been doing it a lot longer than me. So
I actually started on MySpace, which is kind of funny.
Right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and I started there as a mogul, and when I started on Facebook, I knew a lot more about the game.
Well, didn't they push everybody from MySpace over to Facebook?
They just didn't push me. Shut it down, didn't they?
They did. Oh. Well, no, remember, it was that whole thing where they were giving people incentives to come over to Facebook, so they were giving them extra this or extra that, and it was pissing
that's
the rest of us off, because
glitch,
we're
right?
here going, you a-holes, we've been here for so long and you haven't given us a damn bone, and here you are giving these other people. I mean, yeah. I get it, because they were playing over there and now they've lost everything and they're trying to start from scratch.
Exactly. Yeah.
But still, it still rubbed us wrong.
So what are you now, Pete? Did you ever change, or are you still a mogul?
I'm still a mogul. I kind of stuck with it and probably should have switched, because, you know, now with as much stamina and energy as I have, probably becoming either a fearless or a maniac would probably serve me better to get a little bit faster regen
exactly.
on the counters.
That's why you have your New York achievements and I don't.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So let's break this down. So you've got a mogul. Okay. That's the one that gets money faster than anybody else. They get an extra 5% income for every business that they get.
Yep.
You get health regeneration, one every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Energy, one per 5 minutes. Okay. After you do the consigliere tier in New York, you get one per every 4.5. And then once you do the boss in New York, you get your golden throne, you get 2 energy per every 4.5.
Right.
So the basic thing that you get is 5% more cash than anybody else. So the next thing we got to talk about is the maniac.
Right, which is what I am.
Yes, you are.
I'm a maniac. Maybe I should look into changing show. That.
I can't help but think of getting that music out of my head.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Thanks a lot.
Was that Fame?
Where the leg warmers and everything?
No, it was Flashdance, wasn't it?
Flashdance.
That's right.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's right.
Jane Boss, okay. Get you on that too.
Oh my goodness! She's going to get us for everything tonight.
That'll
and
be
Jane,
fine.
We're not making fun of you. We're loving it. We need you out there to keep us honest.
That's right.
We're trying very hard here.
Yep. So the next thing we got to talk about is the maniac. You get the same thing as everybody else. I think that your energy
comes twice as fast, right?
Yeah, your energy is twice as fast.
Right.
So you get 1 energy for every 3 minutes, 1 for every 2.5 from consig, and then 2 every 2.5 minutes after the golden throne.
Which is the benefit there to getting done with New York.
Right. And I think any player that starts off now, I mean, I would encourage them, especially now with the 3x mastery, to consume New York as fast as they possibly can to get that underneath their belt. Then they can decide from there where else they want to go within the game.
Exactly. I would prioritize New York for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So your last one is Fearless, and this one regenerates health. To me, it's extremely useless because you're going to regenerate health, but if you're a fighter, if you're going to fight, you're going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
And then you're never going to have time to reheal. So what you're going to do is you're going to go spend money and reheal yourself. So Fearless, to me, get rid of it. It's not going to help you. Or not going to help you. It's not going to help you. So it really doesn't do too much for you. I would say the most balanced and the one that I picked originally, which I've never changed, I went Maniac. Because I realized that your energy is the thing that's going to help you level up when you're a newbie. So when you first jump in, you go Maniac. Now, for those who don't know, who haven't been playing the game as long as us, you weren't able to actually change your character at the beginning. Whatever you picked, you were stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, I don't know when they actually changed it, but now you can actually change your character. So I guess it's changing your genus. You can actually change it from whatever worthless thing you did as a mogul or a
now that
fearless,
you've got all your
you can actually
money.
Change it to a maniac.
Well, and that's probably right. And that probably, I mean, to be smart even for me as a longtime player is that it probably would make sense for me to switch at this point. I guess I just never got around to it or wanted to burn the Godfather points on it. You know, some other changes I recall happening in the game since we've been doing it too is, you know, we used to get Godfather points at every level up and then they switched to every other. That was a big change too.
Wait a minute.
I didn't notice that.
No, because I'm still getting profile points.
No, profile points, right. You're getting your skill points on every level.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the marketplace.
Yeah, the marketplace.
The reward points.
Yeah. You used to get 1 Godfather point every level up.
That's right.
And then they took that away, and now you get 1 every other level up.
Mm. I never even noticed that I wasn't even getting it anymore because, I don't know.
It's so glitchy. You just assumed that something was wrong.
Yeah. Somebody stole my shit.
Exactly. Your secret stash has been found by someone else.
It's not over at Spockholm. We have our own secret stash over there. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Let's take a quick break. We'll do a commercial, and then we'll go ahead and get back here at it, and we'll talk about some more stuff.
All righty.
Days of Halloween.
So we have a new contest coming up called the 13 Days of Halloween.
The 13 Days of Halloween?
13 Days of Halloween, 13 winners. They're each going to win a Zynga gift card.
Halloween.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a trick-or-treat special.
A Zynga gift card. That's nice.
Stay tuned for information on our website.
Stay tuned for more information.
And we're back to the Informant podcast. We just talked about building up a character. Which character should you have? Should you be worthless and fearless? Should you be smart and
worthless
be a maniac?
And fearless.
It's true. Should you be smart and be a maniac? Or should you go for the mogul and go for the money so that you can actually buy the loot that you need to go to the next job? The next one is basically family life. If you're building a character and you like to fight and you want that camaraderie, you want that protection, then you should seriously look at being a maniac, building your stats. I'm talking about where do you put your skill points when you level up. At the beginning, I would say throw them in energy.
Right.
That is just the smartest thing that you can do. Why? Because that's going to allow you to do more jobs to get bigger. As you start getting bigger, I would say around level 75, maybe even 100, then start dividing that. Don't keep putting everything into energy. Start dividing them up, maybe a 3-2 ratio between your attack and your defense. So you get 5 when you level up, put 3 in attack, 2 in defense. Now, that depends on how you want to fight. If you want to be able to beat people, 3 goes into the attack. If you don't want people to beat you, 3 goes into the defense and 2 goes into the attack.
Right.
So this is how I feel. If somebody hits me, I want to be able to return the favor.
Me too.
So what I've always done is I have a higher attack than I will my defense. And I keep it as a 3-2 ratio. And that's what I did from the very beginning. People will say, well, how do I build up the rest of my character? Well, what you do is as you do these jobs and you close out tiers, you start to get these points.
Right.
So take those and start spreading those within your stamina. Build your stamina out because that allows you to fight.
Right.
And then put them into health. Do not forget your health.
Is that the same thing you do when you're building weapons or cars, or do you put those into your attack, your defense? How do you play that?
I put them into the attack and defense.
How do you?
So when you look at building your weapons, best thing to do, build the railgun. That gets you your attack up. So it's a good loot item, as mm-hmm. well as it gives you, what is it, 6 or 5?
Right, 5, I think.
Remember. It helps you build those. So your weapons depot... build your railgun.
And even once you pass the 501 mark on railguns, you're still getting your points, right? Added to your attack or defense.
Correct. I had to go and look this up. So level 9 is your railgun. You get 5 attack. The stats of it are 51 attack, 24 defense. And mm-hmm. so it's really, really nice to get that.
Right.
Well, and I'll take that a step further, Jester, though. If you get up to the higher level in the weapons depot and you now get those special parts, you can also... get your stun knuckles and your hack blade, each one giving you a +6, either in
right.
defense or attack too.
Correct.
I don't know about y'all, but it's so hard to come past the special parts.
Special parts. I know they're few and far between unless you use Mike Nestor's trick for going out and searching the Facebook walls.
Yeah, I don't have the patience.
Well, yeah, I don't either.
Spockholm will write a bookmarklet to help with that.
So, because I keep forgetting about these new levels all the way up to 15, because we didn't
right.
have those.
Again, same
for
thing.
A long
month
time.
Ago, even. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what you have are your rail guns. It's the easiest one to do. Do that until you build up all your special parts, because as soon as you start doing them, right? No, you don't. So the only thing you need to build your railgun are 81 weapons parts and 1 railgun barrel.
Okay.
So those are the things that you need. As you start building up all your special parts, you go to your hack blade for your defense. It's 120 weapon parts, 9 special. And then for your stun knuckles, 125 weapon parts, 12 special parts.
So if I was a new player, though, what would you say to put on my wish list if I was just getting started? Would you want to go ahead? Just railgun barrels and...
Yeah, don't do railgun.
Mm-hmm.
Do railgun barrel. Because the railgun is giftable. Just because they gift it to you doesn't mean that you're going to get that +5.
I'm going to digress here for a second. Did you guys see in Italy now, in the port, you know, when you can purchase items, there's now items in there that you can purchase too that have increased in attack and stamina and energy and defense just the same.
Cool.
When you start getting, you got to get up to level 15 or so when you start getting into the good ones. So there's items to be purchased now in Italy as well that can help build your character as you're moving forward too. So
yeah, there's a lot to think about when you're building your strategy on this for sure.
Well, it's so much different than when we started. I mean, it is just that.
Yeah. It's become a lot more complex, which is better for, as you said, Pete, in the first or second episode, you said, look, these are thinkers. These are intellects.
Analytical players. Yep.
So these intellectual players come in here and we want to have better things. We got bored just clicking a button. Well, now you've challenged us by making us have to think a little bit. Like when you start talking about car parts, what do I build in my chop shop? You've got basically the only thing that I build, Mugatti Sport.
Right.
That gives me +3 on my attack. It's 135 car parts, one high-tech car part. Gives you a 35 attack, 51 defense, but then it gives you 3 attack. The other one is the Hunter Spy. So if you're wanting to bone up your defense because you're already doing it with the railgun for the attack, build the Hunter Spy. Gives you 52 attack, which is a decent car. Exactly. 29 defense, which is worthless, but then it helps you with the +3 for your defense. So that's the one. People are like, well, why don't I get the Day Rider? It's a +1 attack and +1 defense because it's worthless. Absolutely.
Yeah, you may as well take the 3.
Yeah, because it's got a 50 on defense. It's a 45 for attack. When either the Mugatti or the Hunter Spy, Mugatti gives you 51 defense and the Hunter gives you a 52 attack.
Plus more points.
But since we're talking retro here, the Day Rider reminds me of Knight Rider and, you know, Hasselhoff and so on and so forth.
Well, didn't they have one at the beginning before they changed it?
I thought so.
Well, they didn't probably had the Knight Rider and they had to take it out. I don't remember. The other thing we could probably talk about too, and to kind of bring bookmarklets into the discussion a little bit, and I'm actually going to pitch a bookmarklet that's not ours at Spockholm. It's Josh Miller's J Grabball. It's a great little utility that lets you collect up all those requests off your request page in Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when you get those gifts from your friends and family that come across on your Facebook page, and you need to collect them all up. And in the past, you just clicked button after button and waited for all the time for everything to load. J Grab All Gifts is one that's made by Josh Miller, and it'll do a great job.
But does it gift back?
It doesn't do the gifting back. Now, what some people have done is you can set a timer on it, and what they'll do is they'll set the timer high enough that it gives them time to do the gifting back while the bookmarklet's still running. So you can open up like 5 tabs or 5 windows. It collects them, brings you to the Mafia Wars page where it says, you know, you've received such and such a gift, whether or not it's a special part or whatever, a Pignata or whatever else from the person. And then, you know, you normally click the button at the bottom that says gift back, and then it goes back to it. You know, you still have to do some manual intervention on it. It doesn't do it all for you.
Yeah, but I would just feel too guilty if I wasn't gifting
if you didn't back. If you didn't gift back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of those, I guess, it's probably, I question whether or not there's a chance when there's times that you should just let it go. Because, you know, you give an opportunity to give free gifts using the free gifts within the game. So is that enough, keeping the gifts flowing, so to speak, without having to feel guilty about, you know, collecting them really fast to save yourself some time?
See, I feel bad when it gives me the message that I've already gifted too much for the day. And I'm like, oh, no, that was such an awesome gift, though.
See, and that's one of those achievements, too, when you're first starting out. And then after you gift 500 or 250 times, you get a...
achievement.
You get an achievement for being gift happy, so to speak.
I think I've over-gifted. For sure.
Yeah, most of us do, but we all know a leech.
Exactly. There's nothing I can leech anymore. For personally, I have to get things through fighting.
That's a good point, too. Whether or not to fight, rob, or just do jobs or whatever else. And, you know, robbing is much faster if you're trying to burn stamina. But for a new player, you're better off fighting because you can get some high-end loot as part of the fighting process. You know, that's something else to consider, that when you're trying to decide whether or not to shoot for the achievement of, you know, 100 robs in Vegas or 100 board clears in Italy, you know, I would suggest you go to the fighting tab and start fighting like crazy. You're going to get better loot from it.
Another good thing to do is just look through your achievements and see what you're close to and what you want to work on, what's achievable and what's something to not worry about for a while.
Right, like the hot slots. that take like everybody years to accomplish.
I know.
So your armory was something that's even newer from when they first just had the chop shop and the weapon depot.
What do you build over there?
Me? I haven't had any stinking armor parts to build anything.
Really?
So, oh yeah, because I don't ask for it. I want the rest of my family to bone up. Everybody thinks, but you should be the first one. Forget me. I'm target number one. Why waste everything on me? Get my family members, get the guys at the top, everything first, and then you start to fill everybody else from the top down. Mm-hmm. And why do you do that? Why? Because your top needs to stay at the top. And then as they get 100% of what they need, they're still going to be accumulating. And then what you do is you just start to farm those and share those with people underneath.
Yeah. Exactly. There's only three worthwhile ones in the armory, and that's the full body armor, which gets you a plus one attack, plus one defense, or the MNU suit, which gets you a plus 10 health, or the power armor, which gets you the two energy and the two stamina. I've been personally buying a lot of MNU suits because Chester just wants to keep beating me up now all of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I tagged up with Spockholm.
So you might want to put more into defense.
Well, I might do that too.
I'm building just the MNU suit in there. It's worthless to do a plus one body armor. Well, plus one attack and defense for body armor. Don't neglect your health. Exactly. I know that that's the first thing everybody's like, well,
if they kill me real quick, I'll just stay under and then they can't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. But then when you start really warring or you start wanting to attack somebody, you're going to run out of health just attacking them. And if they see you attacking them and they hit you twice, you're toast. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to do anything. I had to learn that the hard way.
Right.
So the MNU, that is probably the perfect thing to put in. Forget the plus two energy and armor.
You get more for your money there.
Absolutely. Basically. It's the biomonitor and 42 armor parts. To recap it, armory, hit the MNU suit, get your plus 10. Jump back over to the weapons depot, get your railgun, that gets you your plus 5. I mean, once you got all your railguns, yes, then start playing for the big things. But then when you go back down to your chop shop, get your Hunter Spy or your Mugatti, depending on which one you want to put in.
Sometimes I switch off.
Yep. As you start to build, look at where you want to be. Do you just want to be an Eho, level up like a Spockholm guy? Do you
Eho, it's off to work I go. Just doing jobs and getting skill points to kick your ass later on.
I hope.
I'm catching up, man.
Yeah. Good luck, brother.
All right, then.
You'll eventually get there.
But I think it's on between Spockholm and MIG.
Power of
He does not want that. The army of one.
I don't even think Martin's tagged up with Spockholm yet. So
You might want to clue him in. Well, you should come to our anniversary weekend, Mock.
That's right. You can be on our team. We'll put you in the Skype room. So, yep, on the 29th, MIG is hosting a Mega Mock. We've already got some good families that said, yes, they'll come after us. Which
yes,
is a wonderful
we will come
thing.
And kill you.
This is an invitation only, so don't just think that you can just drop by and get in.
Unless you just want to drive by.
Yeah, please don't just drive by. I know the families that love to just drive by.
Pull up a
please
chair and stay a while.
Be aware that on the 29th, we got a 48-hour mock. So we will be busy. We'll have a great time. We'll post some stats and stuff up later on.
Okay. You'll have to excuse me on Halloween.
Oh, I know.
Halloween is on Sunday. Correct. And speaking of that, I would like to remind everyone to stop by our page and get signed up for our 13 days of Halloween.
That's right.
You could visit us on theinformantpodcast.com or on our Facebook page. We're giving away Mafia War gift cards.
Gift cards.
Anyway, someone's going to – actually, how many are we giving away? 13?
13. 13 days, 13 gift cards.
I would jump on that if I could.
Absolutely. It's free. Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
2,118 people like this.
Really?
We Woo! Just gave away another lotto set.
Our Who got it this time?
Was Kelly Miller.
Kelly Miller.
Yeah, it was funny. She was already in my family, and I hadn't realized it. And so I sent her a message, and I posted it up on our page, and I said something to the effect of, no BS, Kelly. Just won a free lotto set for Mafia Wars for being a fan of the Informant podcast. Get in on the next chance, and thanks for your support, Kelly, the Informant crew. And she writes back, and she tells me, she says, I don't know that I want to vault it. It looks so pretty there.
Oh, so she needed it. So that's even better. Someone
yeah,
won that.
It's great that
someone
that actually hasn't even vaulted it yet actually won it, which was great. This was our 2000 mark, and we're growing in fast or closing in fast now again on our 3000. So 3000, another lotto set. We'll just keep doing it till we get up to 5000. And then there's the big surprise.
The big one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
but
this
other
is
than that,
exciting.
Yeah, this was a great show. Anybody got any shout outs to do tonight?
I'm going to send a shout out to Meg. I always have to do that.
Yeah.
Love my family.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to Martin. I got to tell you guys quick. I got a text from him today. He listened to the last episode. He said he was laughing like crazy, and his wife was looking at him all strange. So he'll probably sit and now kill me for sharing that on the air, but I pretty funny. He really got a kick out of the whole assimilated thing with Jen and stuff. And speaking of Jen, we didn't even talk about it.
We're missing Jen tonight.
Yeah, who's Jen?
Who?
Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. And, you know, she has some great information about how to get your characters built up and what to do in the game and everything over on her page. She's actually out with just some friends tonight. And so she took a night off from the show. And, you know, we wish her to have a good time out there.
She'll miss us.
Yes,
yep,
I'm sure she's sweating it. She's missing us right now.
With that, I guess we'll call it a night. It's been a great show, really. I mean, we've got some great information. We'll come back from the past. Head back in our Mafia Wars time machine, back to the present. We'll call it a night, and thanks for listening to the Informant Podcast. You can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. This is the place where family is first. I want a car, skid, and crash into